This is Mellow Madness on WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
We're getting ready for a party up in here.
And it's my pleasure to introduce the Girdles. They're set up and ready to play. And with me in the studio, I have the manager of the Girdles, Gus Girdle. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Mr. Murphy, thank you so much. Gus Girdle here. My friends call me Scuttlebutt Gus. And I have to tell you, the Girdles are more than pleased to be here for their very first performance here in Richmond, Virginia. And it's only fitting that you played so many great tunes from Brazil, because we spent some time in Brazil. We had a nice compound up in the Amazon there where we learned how to play some of these songs.
Interesting.
And we'll get to that later. But first, I'd like to just say that it's our great pleasure to be here for this pledge drive. And we're going to get to $30,000, whether they like it or not.
That's so, the
spirit. They like it.
Let's not waste any time. I'd like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen of Richmond, Virginia, all girls, all Beatles, hence the Girdles.
Can't you see?
Excellent. The Girdles. Can you guys hear me in there?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for appearing. Thank you for coming on the show. And I have Gus here with me, the manager and spokesperson for the Girdles. So,
thank you, Mike. Can I call you Mike?
You may.
Thank you very much.
So,
Gus, who came up with the name The Girdles?
Well, I believe that may have been my idea, Kathy.
Because it's your last name?
It is our last name, and it's a family. Thank you for reminding me.
So the group, so you guys are all a family?
Yes, it's a family of sisters and a dad, Daddy Girdle. And we've moved around quite a bit over the last few years, but we've found Richmond to be a very, very comfortable place to live because it is extremely clean. And as is your studio, I might add. It's the cleanest recording/radio studio I've ever been in.
Oh,
we have
really?
To pay for that cleanliness. 622-9747.
Yes.
Used to see
donate,
things a little
keep
more
it clean.
Dingy.
We want to keep things clean around here.
Good. That's really good.
But I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce the individual Girdles, if I may.
Please.
Well, on the rhythm guitar and vocal, we have Laura Ann Girdle.
Hi. Bom dia.
And she did pick up a little Portuguese during our time in Brazil. She managed to escape run away from the compound in the Amazon and lived with some of the locals for a few years. So she's our translator when we go home to Brazil. Next, I'd like to introduce on lead guitar and vocal, Molly Girdle.
Hello.
She's working on her accent, as you can tell. And in a moment, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Singh, our accent coach. Next, I'd like to introduce on the bass guitar, Bonnie Girdle.
Hello. Hi there.
Hey, Bonnie.
She's working on an excellent pair of platform shoes for me at the moment. And, of course, last but not least, on the drums, Marlise Girdle. And I'd like to take this opportunity to address Marlise directly. Marlise, this morning you said to me, Daddy, sometimes I don't feel like a real Girdle. And I just want to tell her on the radio in front of all these people that just because you're adopted doesn't mean we don't love you just as much as the next Girdle. So it's okay. You're part of the family. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce Mr. Singh, the Girdle's accent coach, who is going to discuss a few of how would you explain this, Mr. Singh?
I believe these are lessons for Molly Girdle.
Your star pupil.
Okay.
Yes, there are only four pupils. She is the star out of those four. Okay, Molly, perhaps you could repeat after me. We have here some handy phrases that your father, somewhat perplexing phrases that your father has put together.
Okay.
And I'll repeat them. Try to ignore the fact that I'm Indian, that my accent is actually not at all applicable.
I've been studying hard, Mr. Singh.
Good. So, emulate my accent, not a Liverpudlian accent. It'll make sense. It's not your place to question this. So, the first phrase. Oh, hello. What's that you say? Well, you've got some nerve.
Oh, hello. What's that you say? You've got some nerve.
I think I sense a little Australian creeping in there. Sounded like a convict.
Was it good?
Perhaps a hint of drunkenness as well. So let's move on to the second one and see if we can improve.
Okay.
Our young guide was very knowledgeable, even though he is only a weekend volunteer from the local university. That one will come in handy frequently.
Our young guide was very knowledgeable, even though he was only a weekend volunteer.
You didn't even finish that one. But all the same, I commend your effort. The last one is, I hear the Liverpudlian weather is lovely this time of year. All right, off to the beach then.
I hear the Liverpudlian weather is often very nice at this time. Off to the beach then.
Well, we'll continue to work on these. I'm going to hand it back to your father. I'm sure he has more instructions for you.
Thank you, Mr. Singh.
Daddy Girdle.
That was excellent, Mr. Singh. Thank you so much. And I just want to once again reiterate that the Girdles are very happy to be here. And I thought it would be appropriate to tell you how we discovered Richmond. The Girdles were off Googling one night, as we love to do. We all love to Google as much as possible. Girdles love Googling.
Girdle Googling.
Yes. And we were Googling clean and fresh, and Richmond, Virginia came up immediately.
So fresh and so clean, clean.
So fresh and so clean. I believe that's a quote from the Beatles, possibly, or something more current, maybe. But in any case, we hope we reach that 30,000 mark, don't
actually,
we?
Actually, we're at 27,300 right now.
Man.
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
We have 394 donors, and Khalil is going to tell us who donated right now, just real quick.
There's Bob and Debbie with $50. Janet right. with $45, Tracy with $100, Mark with $75.
Okay, thank you to all who donated.
Thank you very much, and I believe the Girdles are going to play a few more numbers for us. Is that right, Mr. Girdle?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Please call me Scuttlebutt Gus in the future.
Oh, thanks.
Mike, I prefer it. My friends call me Scuttlebutt. And yes, they've been practicing these next three in the basement this morning, so I only let them out when they were ready to perform.
Oh, gracious.
Great, well, we're ready. And if the girls are ready, we are ready to have them play their next set of songs, and we're asking people to call and donate and tell everybody how much you like the Girdles. Give us a call at 622-9747, and here, again, are the Girdles.
Told you once before goodbye, but I came back again.
Give my
They're doing their thing out there. Can we hear another one?
We got one more.
Check, check, check.
Thank you, Girdle family, for coming and playing for the listeners of WRIR. We really appreciate you coming through the studio for your debut Richmond performance. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That was awesome. That was incredible, just like WRIR.
And I have Scuttlebutt Gus still in the Studio A.
Haven't gotten rid of me yet. Thank you, Mike. I'd like to just mention that the Girdles will be performing May 21st at Bali So. It's a Friday, so there's absolutely no excuse not to be there. May 21st at Bali So, the Girdles. And I'd like to add that we have, the Girdles have collected their weekly allowances for the week and are donating their allowance to the station. We have bags of quarters in the car that we're going to bring up here. So. I guess we'll have
to
wait.
Generous.
We'll have to wait on getting that minivan, Girdles, but it's worth it.
We'll take it all.
So are you guys headed back to Brazil, or are you going to be in town for a little bit?
We're going to stay in town for a little while.
At least to do the show at Balisso.
Yeah.
Balisso.
We've heard it's a very clean venue, and we appreciate cleanliness.
That's awesome. So do we.